Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Writer Groupie. I'm your host, MK Browning, and today's episode is extra special. It's number 10. Thank you so much for being with me on this journey. Whether you've been here from episode 1 or you just discovered the show, I'm grateful you're tuning in. Since 10 feels like a milestone, I wanted to go a little big picture with today's question. And that is, do stories shape us, or do we shape stories? It's one of those questions that doesn't really have a simple answer, but it's worth exploring, both from the writer's perspective and the reader's. Now, as writers, we pour a lot of ourselves into our work, sometimes intentionally, sometimes without even realizing it. Our beliefs, our heartbreaks, our families, our culture, they all slip in between the lines. And in that sense, it's clear we shape stories. Think about it. Every fantasy world is influenced by the author's worldview. Every romance plot draws on someone else's understanding of love. Even science fiction has roots in what the author fears or hopes for in the future. So writers really do leave fingerprints all over their work. I want to ask you, writers, have you ever looked back on something you wrote and realized your main character was actually reflecting your own struggles? Or that side character was basically your best friend in disguise? I think if we're honest, a lot of us would say yes. But then, on the flip side, stories shape us just as much. Think back to a book that left its mark on you as a reader. Maybe it was the first book that made you fall in love with reading. Or maybe it was a character who made you feel seen at a time when you really needed it. Stories build empathy. They teach us about people and places we might never experience in our own lives. Sometimes they even shift the way we see the world entirely. For example, books like The Hobbit or Harry Potter ignited whole generations of readers to believe in the power of adventure and imagination. Others, like To Kill a Mockingbird, forced readers to look straight at injustice. So I'll ask my readers in the audience, which story has shaped you? Was it something you read when you were young, or maybe something you picked up recently that you just can't shake? Well, here's where it gets interesting. It's not a one-way street. Writers shape stories, stories shape readers, and then readers shape writers. Think about trends like dystopian YA or romantasy. Readers' enthusiasm for those genres has directly influenced what publishers look for and what authors choose to write. Social media makes this feedback loop even faster. Just look at Book Talk. A story can explode online, shape the tastes of thousands of readers, and suddenly influence the next wave of books being written. So maybe the real answer is it's both. We shape stories, and they shape us right back. Well, if you're a writer listening today, remember, your words could be the ones that shift someone's worldview, even if it's just a little. That's powerful. And if you're a reader, don't underestimate how much your voice matters. The books you choose to support and the stories you rave about help shape the future of publishing. So what do you think? Do stories shape us, or do we shape stories? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Come join me over on social media. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, also X once in a while. Share your answer. I might even feature a few responses in a future episode. Thank you again for sticking with me through 10 episodes. I couldn't do this without you, and I'm excited to see where the next 10 take us. Until next time, keep writing, keep reading, and keep wondering about the power of story.